I got a humdinger to start you off today on a Tuesday. Of course, we've talked about the Sexy Liberal Show at the Pantages Theater here in Minneapolis. And I should mention for the folks in Chicago, they're going to be in Chicago in August as well. But they kick off the tour coming up here, as a matter of fact, on Saturday night at the Pantages. And so tickets are still available. You can go and find the link on our website, am950radio.com. Part of the crew that's going to be coming through is a fan favorite of anyone who listens to Steph. It's Frangela, and they are kind enough to join us right now to talk about the show coming up this weekend. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's nice to chat with you guys. Nice to see you again. I haven't talked with you in a while.
No, it's been too long. We are so excited.
Well, it's. I'm glad you guys are coming on in. I have to ask off the top here. You guys have been together now. Is it 20 years?
I don't like to do that math in public.
Well, I saw an interview you guys did with Tom Papa, and you guys at that point were saying something to the effect of, you know, been about like 15 years, and that was like 5 years ago. I can't. That is amazing. I've got friends, but I don't want to ever do anything with them more than just see them occasionally. You guys are fantastic that way.
Oh, we don't see each other. We both have holograms that we interact through.
Yeah.
I've never seen her.
It's in our contract.
Maybe. Yeah.
But you know what it is that when you make each other laugh, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
No, it absolutely. Well, and it. I do have friends. I think the reason it's always different, and my wife and I would, no, gosh, that would not go well. And you know, working together for a long period, that would not go well. I would say you know, like a friend like that. I mean, to be able to, it's like you're something even closer. I mean, it's, I would say sisters, but I couldn't work with my brothers and sisters. So it's something truly amazing that you guys have been able to pull this off for 20 years.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We have all of each other's information. Like, so it's sort of a mutually assured destruction kind of a deal. Cause it's like, we know each other's Apple IDs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that, mm-hmm. you know, and if you lose that, or if somebody hacks you there, your life is pretty much over. Mm-hmm. So we keep it real and careful. Mm. Gotta be careful.
Well, you have to be. Stuff like this doesn't work just organic. It's organic. No. It's not something you can force. And so that's brilliant. You guys have been there. I will also say, I think it's wonderful. You guys have. You've done a few shows. You've done a few individual Sexy Liberal shows. This is now the full tour back after the pandemic. Talk a little bit about that, about coming back on the road and going across the country.
It is so exciting and so needed right now. And, you know, it's so interesting when we get back, you know, we usually have a break because poor Stephanie has to get up at crazy o'clock every day, 5 days a week. And then to get her on the road on the weekend to then go back to that other schedule, it's a lot. So, you know, when we get to go out on the road together as a group, it's fantastic. And we all need it. We need it and the audiences need it because, you know, you've been sitting at home looking at this news, looking at what's going on in politics, feeling like you're crazy, alone in your room and during COVID, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the opportunity for our community to come out and laugh and talk and get together. And that's what's so important about these shows. It's not just getting together and laughing, but it's the community that gets together.
You bring that up, and I think that is so important because really the Republican strategy this year seems to separate and conquer, that sort of thing, you know, trying to get Generation Z to turn on the Democrats, trying to get the older generations to turn on the Democrats, kind of isolating people in individual communities and trying to make it more local. When the reality is we've got a demon creature that's running as the Republican candidate. And if we lose sight of that and focus of that, like that happened in 2016, this country is never going to come back. And I think having you guys come on tour and coming around that's an affirmation that no, this is not just a local issue. You're not just by yourself. It's not just you there in whatever town you guys are in. It's this is nationwide, and no, we're all going to go out there and we're going to go kick some ass in November.
That's right.
Yes, Angela.
And that's why, you know, Stephanie always says she's happy clappy. And I think we need that so much because, like, I don't know about y'all, but Maddow was hard last night. It was a hard, hard show. Like, at the end of it, your soul can feel crushed because you're, like Francis said, you're alone or you're in your home and it can feel really disconnected. But being able to go out and see people who are energized and excited to get together and excited about kicking this orange buffoon out, because that is my first bill, day one. I need a deportation of one immigrant child. We need this child, him gone. Mm. Remove his DACA, whatever it is. I want him gone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are here to expound on the fact that we're not alone, mm-hmm. you know, and that we have so many things that bind us together as a community. You know, you may have never thought that you had so much in common with two black women, but let me tell you, When your liberties are up against the wall, and mine are too, we're on the same line. We're in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Which brings up, let's talk one of the issues today, Arizona, which Woo! Is, you know, Arizona Supreme Court. We're going back to 1856, a law there, or 1876 or something, where it's basically now abortion is completely illegal in the state of Arizona. And to tell you how unpopular that they, even Republicans know this is, Carrie Lake's already come on out and condemned the ruling, which that tells you everything. The reality is we have rights being taken away. My daughter said it best. She said, I was born, I had autonomy over my body. I don't today. That's why I'm voting Democrat. This is a fight for all of us, and you know, they're eagerly talking about taking away our rights all across the board.
All across the board. Let me tell you, for me as an African-American woman, when a Supreme Court can reach back to pre-slavery.
Yeah.
Pre-Emancipation Proclamation and say, we're going to reach back to those rules. We are going to rule you on those rules. Do you know what that says to me? What that says to me in this country is we can go back and enslave you because we can go back to that rule. Mm-hmm. And that is what the white wealthy men of this country are making sure that they want to communicate to me.
If anything could convince you that they don't care about voting because they want to get rid of it, this should convince you of it because it is wildly unpopular. Mm-hmm. But they don't care about popularity. Their plan is to contest this. I'm not worried about us voting because I know we're going to vote. And I know I've been not here of a single person who didn't vote. I don't know what's going to happen to you. I will blank out at that point. I can't be held accountable for my actions if you do that. I can't. Legally, I can't. So it's like, I look at the situation. What we need to be focused on is getting them to understand it's not this whatever percentage they are of the Republican Party, the crazy town that you need to be worried about. You need to be worried about the rest of us because mm-hmm. there are more of us.
And I'll say this because it's to talk about how we're all on the same team. Black women won Biden in 2020. I mean, the black women were the reason why Joe Biden won. And thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're exactly right. These people are so threatened by the fact that their power structure is crumbling around them that they will embrace every dark age of our time, all the way back to the Salem freaking witch trials, to basically keep themselves in power. And the reality is, if we don't stop them now, I mean, I'm saying this as a veteran, if we don't stop this now, this country ends as a democracy as we know it. And so this is, it's on the table right now.
And for them, they're saying we're losing the republic, right? They're losing control of women's bodies. Mm-hmm. You can no longer own a woman like, you know, something you bought in a store with a receipt and make her do what you want her to do. She doesn't have to feel like she got to get up and get married to you to have autonomy over her life. That is why they are doing this to women. It's because, and which is what the saddest part for me is that wealthy white men would rather legislate laws that harm people, are unpopular, than change, than become better people, better human beings, become enlightened, do more with themselves. They don't want to do that. No. The work is on us. This is what's crazy about it. They're putting the onus on everybody else to carry the burden that they refuse to change.
It completely true, and it's also, it shows you how much the playing field has been tilted, that this level of minority opinion is able to control. And I'll rip on the national media as well. They don't go on out there. I mean, the Times called it mistruths. Just call it lying, you jackasses.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
a lie. You. Just
but that's why
do you...
we're... Yep. That's why we're here. That's why we're here with Donald Trump right now, because we don't want to call white men liars. We don't want to call white men terrorists. We don't want to say that we breed white terrorists in this land, and we don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to acknowledge truth about white males in this country, because these are our sons. This is America's sons, and we don't want to say that about them.
Well, and I'll say too, as a white man myself, who plenty of times will go into a party or something like this, and all of a sudden people let you know exactly what they feel. The reality is, when you see it, you can't unsee it. And
there
when
you
I
go.
And when I saw it, I was like, "Holy crud, we got to change a lot of this stuff." And I'm persona non grata. They as opposed to realize maybe they could be wrong, they'll rather look at me as some sort of traitor. And no, you have to be against this. It really is criminal how bizarro land we have gotten. I tell you what, we've got to take a break. I want to come back. I want to touch on you guys, Chicago. I was just in Chicago last weekend. It was fantastic. You guys have a little history there. We'll talk about that show. Talk about you coming back to MSP, Minneapolis, St. Paul, this upcoming weekend. Frangela taking some time, kind enough to join us today to talk about the Sexy Liberal Tour at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis, kicking off on Saturday night. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on a Tuesday. It's the Matt McNeil Show on your Tuesday. Frangela, kind enough to join us. Francis and Angela. They are going to be here with the Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. And they're at Pantages Theater kicking off the tour on Saturday. That's April 13th. You can get tickets at am950radio.com. There's a link there. And then I want to remind everyone, they're in Chicago for the DNC, which will be amazing. That's Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater in Chicago. You can get tickets there. And Frangela as well, I want to mention, I talked to both Fuglesang and Steph. And you guys in D.C. as well, you got a lot of great stops, but you guys are going to be in some pretty memorable towns this election cycle.
Yes, we are. We're going to be making them memorable.
There won't be anything else to do. I'm jealous about the DNC. I was just down in Chicago. I was at your old haunt. You guys did Second City down there, right?
Yes, we're from the Second City in Chicago. And, it's so funny where we have kind of ended up, you know, comedically, because that's what we do at Second City. It's social political satire.
Oh, yeah.
And, and so this is a perfect fit of getting on the road and talking with and to and laughing with all of America. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I thought it's interesting to say that, because when I just saw all the places you will glow. I was over there, like I said, last Friday night, and you said it right. It's there is political commentary of what is going on right now. For you guys, when did you realize, you know what, being, you know, comedy with a message, comedy with a point, like Hal has. Hal went from more traditional comedian. Now he's out there, you know, making the great fight, the great cause. Fuglesang has always been out there with, you know, on the edge of that. For you, when did it become really that, okay, it's one thing to get jokes, but it's another thing to basically use jokes to basically change habits and minds in America?
Well, I started at Second City when I was 15 years old.
Wow.
And
wow.
So, you know, and I started teaching when I was 18. So for me, comedy has always had to have a purpose, a voice, a POV. Mm-hmm. You couldn't just step on stage for your own personal yayas. You had to come with a message, with a POV. So I don't think that I've ever done the other way, mm-hmm. actually. So I wouldn't know what it feels like to just do regular comedy, honestly.
I can't even, that is amazing. 15? What, on that stage? That's amazing.
Well, you know, I started selling t-shirts. I didn't get on the stage till I was 21. But, you know. But
she went through the program. She took all the classes.
And I taught and I did all of that stuff and I toured. But, you know, but the reality is that that's how we were trained.
Mm-hmm.
That is our mindset, is to talk about the zeitgeist, to talk about what's going on all of our minds, and to make us laugh about it so that we can get into maybe something. You know, one of our favorite things is when someone brings, a sexy liberal brings a Republican to the show, and they enjoy it, and they laugh, you know?
They know. They do know. They're just kind of in denial to a point. Let's just be honest about it.
Yeah, but we can't do that. We can't go with you on that trip down denial.
No.
We can't do it.
I'm the same way. I used to be a radio chimp that basically did music formats and stuff like this. And I'm veteran. When the W sent troops into a foreign country under false pretenses, military is great. They say how high. The only thing that they ask in return is you do not send them into combat under false pretenses. And the second that happened, that's when I changed. I said, okay, I got to do something else here. And I listened back to myself and I felt so risky back then, but I was nothing compared to, I'm really a massive jackass right now. And so it is funny, but I mean, it's as we have seen this crisis come, as we, you know, you guys, Steph and the whole crew, you know, radio people across the country, comedians across the country, the internet has basically said, no, we're not going to take the Republican talking points anymore. That's why they've gone crazier and crazier and crazier down this path.
Yeah, it's crazy town. And this is the thing. I don't know how you live in crazy town and then talk about, oh my gosh, I've been gaining weight. Like, I know there's a place for that and I'm not demeaning it, that I enjoy that kind of comedy too, a lot, but it feels like now is not that moment.
No,
you know?
Exactly. Minneapolis, St. Paul, you're back in town this weekend. You guys get up to MSP that often?
Not as often as we should or we would like.
Oh,
absolutely. And I have family there, so I'm so excited about seeing some things in town and visiting family. I have a lot of family there, so it's just going to be, I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, and you're going to be, of course, once again, this is this Saturday, kicking off the tour. Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Steph, of course, Cliff Schechter is going to be with you guys. I've talked to Cliff for years. He and I are friends, so that's going to be great. And you know, it's obviously, once again, a big stepping stone. I want as many people to go see this show as possible. So far, tickets are selling, although there's not many tickets left in the lower section at all. And I know, if you want to get tickets, you need to kind of go get those right now.
Yes, right now. Like, what are you doing? Go now.
Yeah, come on out. You know, if you have been, you know, frustrated,
yes,
feeling scared,
I know you do,
fearful about the election and what's to come, come out and get with your people, get into a community so that you can feel engaged, energized,
safe.
And you will be amazed when I tell you that this is a community. If you don't know the sexy liberal community, you need to come get your butt out on Saturday night and come out and laugh, because I'm going to tell you something. You ain't been out since COVID. I know you haven't.
Come on now. You ain't been out. And this is the thing. This is a show you can come to alone.
That's
because
right.
You will, that community will take you in and love you, and you will make friends.
No, you will definitely relate, because I think that's the greatest thing. This is why it's so nice you guys are coming back. It's the relatable nature of this. It's so cool you guys are back on tour. I've missed you guys since this whole thing. And it was, and if you need any other reason for 4 years, 4 years ago, when we had to stop all this stuff, that was Trump, and you couldn't do anything. Now we're back. You can go back on tour. Thanks, Joe Biden. Dark Brandon Rising. And I'm so glad we're going to be able to see you again in town here. Get your tickets. Once again, go to the link at am950radio.com. Frangela, it's an absolute pleasure to chat with you. I look forward to seeing you guys on Saturday as well.
Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you all.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time. Frangela joining us. And once again, I want to make sure I remind everyone, this is not only going to be here in Minneapolis this weekend at the Pantages Theater, but in August, Chicago. You need to step up. Go to the Vic Theater. Catch the DNC special in Chicago. I guarantee you they're going to probably have a few big special guests for that. Saturday, August 17th, you want to catch the Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour show over in Chicago. Frangela, thank you very much. As always, once again, I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.